Now back in session. Appreciate you guys' patience. We'll move to section L, policy and governance.
Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve policy and governance items L2 to L3.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Getzel?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rob?
Yes.
Ms. Reinchel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Move to section M, business.
Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve business items M2 to M3.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rob?
Yes.
Mr. Getzel?
Yes.
Ms. Reinchel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Move to section N, personnel.
Mr. President, I make the motion to remove item N20 from the current agenda and add a new N22, therefore making N22 now becomes N23.
Second.
Discussion? I just want to say we have on there, there's a number of them we could talk about, but the resource officer hiring, I appreciate the work that you put in and the speed for that to have come together to potentially be able to start at the school year. Very appreciative of that, and I know a lot of that dealt with hard work that you've done, so very appreciative.
Thank you.
All right, anything else? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Did we get a second on her?
Yes, that was Brian.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Ms. Reinchel?
Yes.
Mr. Getzel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. The motion's been amended. The agenda's been amended.
Okay. Mr. President, I make the recommendation that upon the superintendent, the board approve personnel items N2 to N22.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Ms. Reinchel?
Yes.
Mr. Getzel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Mr. President, I make the motion that the board award Chad Eisler, superintendent, a 3-year contract to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract beginning with the 2023-2024 school year.
Second. Discussion? Roll call, please.
I will be abstaining just for the record. I've only been on the board here for a few months, and just in fairness to the process and Chad, I'll be abstaining. I just want to make that.
Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Ms. Reinchel?
Yes.
Mr. Getzel?
Stan.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
I don't believe we have any donations this month. Nothing for new business. So we'll move to the next public communication session. I believe we have anybody signed up for that. All right, so now we'll have an executive session. I move that we enter into executive session at 8:40. Yeah, go ahead.
I would like to recognize the new staff members that we have here tonight. And if you guys don't mind, I would love to get a picture as well. So I get this in the messenger. But we have the gentleman who is going to become our SRO is here, John Higgins. John is a longtime officer in the Hilliard Police Department, comes highly recommended to us. And remind me, how many years in HPD? 33 years in HPD. So very excited to have John to join our team. We believe that it's going to be a very good partnership. I've enjoyed working with Sheriff Sweeney, the work that you had mentioned in getting ready for this. There is a lot of work that is coming together very quickly, but to have John come in and be able to do this, very, very pleased. So thank you, John. We appreciate you being here, and thank you for the service that you're going to provide for the district. So the next person who is here is Deb Adamczak. Deb is going to be serving as our K-6 assistant principal. Deb comes to us with 6 years of principal experience. She served 2 years in the Grove City Southwestern District as a principal, and then most recently, forgive me, 4 years at St. Pat's as the building principal over there. And so we are really, really blessed to be able to have her join our team. She has a very strong ELA background, which is what Mrs. Ford, who is moving into the Director of Special Education position, had. That complements Mr. Miller's math background and his strength there. So
nice.
The fact that that works out that well, we have a veteran administrator coming in. We are really happy about that. So Deb, thank you for the service you'll provide as well. We're very happy to have you here, and thank you for being here this evening. The next person that I want to introduce is April Sparks. April is a Madison Plains graduate, so she is also a community member and has children in the district as well. She is coming to us as a teacher from Northeastern, and she will be our 712 assistant principal. Though, by all accounts, she is a rock star teacher. And when we started looking, I got a phone call from the superintendent. I hope he doesn't mind me saying this. I got a phone call from the superintendent where April works, and spoke to me about just what great potential he thinks that she has. So very excited to have April join us. April, thank you for the service you will provide as well. And then the last person who is here that I want to introduce this evening is Mr. Zane Scheiderer. Zane is coming to us as our new athletic director. And Zane is going to us from Otterbein, has a degree, a four-year degree in sports management. He has done an internship over at Jonathan Alder. And the people that I spoke with about Zane just couldn't say enough about his work ethic, about the passion that he brings to do this job, and comes with a great degree of technical expertise in terms of websites and social media and things like that as well. So the good work that Mr. Welsh did in that regard is going to be able to continue as well. I'm confident of that. So. Oh yeah, absolutely. Thank you. So very happy to have Zane join us. Thank you, Zane. Thank you for the service that you will render to the district as well. And then yes, thank you, Mr. Mustang. But introduce Eric Griffith. Eric has been with us, but Eric is joining us now as a Madison Plains staff member instead of a person who was part of a purchase service contract. So very happy to have Eric become part of the Madison Plains team. The guy is just a guru when it comes to educational technology, and just so incredibly smart, really understands leadership as well. I've benefited from having been able to talk to him in my office as well, and just really excited to be able to bring him on board too. And all the new people that we're bringing on, these are the ones who are here tonight. So.
And he already has the MP gear on.
He does, yeah. He's got it, so that's good. Eric is not your average everyday technology director. He has a CETL certificate, which is a Certified Educational Technology Leader. So he really understands technology, but he also understands the technology in the education realm. And so just really, really pleased to be able to bring him on. He's going to be a real asset for us here in the district. So really excited by this group of folks who are joining us. So just wanted to mention that. And again, before we break, I know we're in executive session technically. But not yet. No? Okay. But I would love to get a picture of all of you, and that would make me very happy. So, okay.
Welcome to the team.
Yeah,
and we'll send the picture to the messenger, so we'll get that out there. So, all right.
Yep.
Thank you.
Just gonna repeat what he said. Welcome, the board is glad to have you guys and be a part of the Madison Plains community. Some of you have already been a part, so we're glad to have you.
So, can we get a quick picture?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Then we'll make the motion.
You guys could just come on up here and we'll get one.
Step out.
Yeah. Yep. All right. One.
Do you want to be in the picture, Chad?
If you don't mind, I would love one with me in it. Do we want to get Mark in as board president?
Yes, absolutely.
He's wearing his good suit today. The newest board member.
I know, we should put the newest board member in there.
Okay, I'm going to take several, just to be sure everybody's eyes are open and their smiles.
I'm a blinker, always.
Yep, I think I got them.
Thank you.
There's several there.
All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Okay, here. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Welcome aboard. Well done. So, that's your team?
Thank you.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Looking forward to working with you. Yeah, and you know what? And I guess maybe if I could, I'll just very quickly introduce board members too, so you guys know who we have. This is Mr. Stuart Jensen. He is our newest board member. He had his picture on the messenger a couple of months ago. So Stuart is joining us. This is Ms. Becky Reinschild. Becky is a board member, been with us now a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Mr. Brian Stonerock is a board member, been with us for a couple of years as well. And then this is Mark Mason, Madison Plains graduate, has kids in the district, totally invested, but he's our board president. Been on the board a long time.
Yeah, 7 years.
7 years. So, and then Tula Zanikas, she is our board vice president, has served as board president as well. But obviously,
during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Oh,
Tula serves on our district leadership team as well. So if you come to the DLT meetings, you'll see her there as well. Then I think everybody knows, well, maybe not everybody
probably
knows
not.
Todd Mustang, but Todd is our treasurer and CFO. He's an important guy to know. But that's the group that's here. I'm so sorry that this took so long tonight. I apologize. But thank you so much for being here. Greatly appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to working with all of you. I feel so good about these hires. So well done. Congrats. Welcome to Eagle Nation.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, this is still going on, just so you're not.
We
go into executive session.
I think we haven't been into executive session yet officially, but.
I'll finish.
Go ahead. Yeah, finish it.
Yeah, I'll finish making the motion. Are we good to go?
Yeah.
I move that we enter into executive session at 8:58 p.m. for the purpose of the following items allowed under Ohio Revised Code 121.22G, Section 1. To discuss the appointment, and compensation of a public employee, specifically to discuss the evaluation of the treasurer.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason.
Yes.
Mrs. Zanikas.
Yes.
Ms. Reinschild.
Yes.
Mr. Stonerock.
Yes.
Mr. Jensel.
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0 on executive session.
There'll be no action taken after the executive session. We set a special board meeting for July 28th, so next Thursday at 6:30 p.m. here in the district meeting room. The next regularly scheduled meeting will be held August 16th at 7 p.m. here in the district meeting room. Thank you.